Morning Edition music commentator Miles Hoffman wanted to mark today's holiday with his usual stack of CDs and an idea. It starts with the familiar premise that America is a nation of immigrants. Look back at the last century, says Miles, and you'd be amazed at the number of talented people who came here, stayed, and made beautiful music. His stack of CDs would have to be huge to include all of them, so Miles reluctantly slashed his choices to a short list of classical composers.
Bela Bartok, Igor Stravinsky, Paul Hindemith, Arnold Schoenberg, huge names of Western music in the 20th century, and they came to America, in many cases to escape from homelands that were either in flames or about to be in flames. Many of the immigrant composers were Jewish and were escaping Nazism.
And probably a few for artistic freedom.
Yes, but I don't know that composers up and leave their country just because they wake up one morning and say, I feel like I'll be more artistically free somewhere else. I think they're mainly concerned with freedom to live. One of the very important composers who came to America early in the century was Ernest Bloch. His family was from Switzerland, and he already had a reputation in Europe, but many, many of his great works were written after he came to America.
Inspired?
Not necessarily inspired, because I think you could say that Bloch brought more to America, artistically speaking, than America gave to him. One of his gifts to America was a piece that he called America. What the piece is built around is an anthem. He wanted people to stand up and hold on to each other and sing it. Now, I should mention, Bob, that this piece is not necessarily considered one of Ernest Bloch's great works, but I think this was something that came to him, this idea came to him as he was sailing into New York Harbor past the Statue of Liberty.
You know, there's something, I hate to say it, there's something very Soviet about it. There is. Well, I guess all anthems sound like that to me. I don't know.
Well,
I always
like
the
anthems.
Soviet anthem.
Right.
I didn't care for the country, but the anthem was
their music
good.
Was good, right. Yeah, right. Now let's talk about another immigrant composer, Bob. Before I tell you his name, listen to a little bit of his music and tell me what you think.
Yeah, movie music.
Movie music. Now
you know where John Williams stole that phrase.
That's right. Sounds very much like Star Wars, but it was written a long time before Star Wars. That's the King's Row Overture, a movie, by the way, starring, among others, Ronald Reagan. And the composer is Erich Wolfgang Korngold. Now, Korngold was brought to Hollywood. He was an important composer in Europe and became, in many ways, what some people would call the father of American film music, and it was a big shot. They paid him a lot of money. Korngold actually had a say in the editing of movies, unlike any other film composer. Korngold was a fellow who could say, look, I need a couple more frames here to make room for my music. This is unheard of.
Well, there were other immigrant composers in Hollywood.
That's right. Hollywood wound up being a place that people came partly for the weather, Bob. That's why Igor Stravinsky settled in Hollywood. And Stravinsky is probably the biggest catch, in a way, when you think about it, of all the great, great composers who came to America. And he also, this is interesting, Bob, talk about a little gift to the country. He made an arrangement of the Star Spangled Banner. The harmonization might throw you off, and that's where he got into trouble. His arrangement was premiered in Los Angeles, but in 1944, he took it to Boston to play, and in Massachusetts, there was a law on the books forbidding so-called tampering with national property. So the fact that Stravinsky changed the harmonies, sort of, for the national anthem meant that he had tampered with this national property.
And they pulled his green card.
Well, I don't know about his green card, Bob, but I'll tell you what did happen. They arrested him. And I'm sitting here before you looking at a copy of a mugshot of Igor Stravinsky, prisoner number 5474.
What a great title for a novel, you know, The Day They Busted Igor Stravinsky.
America has really remained the land of opportunity for so many musicians, and from Asia in recent years, we have had a large wave of musicians who have come to America. One of the important Asian musicians, who is now also an American citizen, is the composer Bright Sheng. And he has represented this fusion of Asian traditions with Western musical traditions. His family suffered greatly in the Cultural Revolution. As a matter of fact, his new opera, Mada Mao, about the wife of Mao Zedong, this terribly important figure in the Cultural Revolution, is about to have its world premiere at the Santa Fe Opera. I brought along some music from an earlier opera he wrote. It's called The Song of Mainun. Bright Sheng, he's very proud to be an American. And what America represents for him is an openness. And he feels very strongly that he never would have developed into the composer he is today if he hadn't had the influence of American teachers and this exposure to all these various styles.
Well, there's one that came for artistic freedom, in a sense.
Well, that's true. And perhaps, in that sense, America still remains the place that people come not just for personal freedom, but for expressive freedom and artistic freedom.
Miles Hoffman is the violist and artistic director of the American Chamber Players and author of the NPR Classical Music Companion. To close, more of Igor Stravinsky's arrangement of the national anthem. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.